Yeah, it is completely dead in the Discord.
Yeah, no one knows that Tuesdays are supposed to be a thing.
Yeah.
That's fine. You guys have places to be. Early morning flights. This feels like the correct answer.
Uh-oh, agenda's on.
Oh, no, my old nemesis.
Still awake in Ireland. Might stay up for a while.
Isn't it like 1 o'clock in the morning over there?
It's what? It's 5 hours right now, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, one person wants the link, Ray. Hey, was tonight, were they running that David S. Pumpkin skit tonight?
I think that was Saturday. Saturday from 11:30 until 12 was the David S. Pumpkin's animated Halloween special. And then from 12 until 1 was the Halloween clip show.
So I missed it?
If your TV didn't automatically record it, yes. But I think you could probably watch it on demand.
Brigby's on. He wanted to know if listening to our podcast counted as him working. I said yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the PW3 PSA of the week. As we reach the final day in October, it occurs to me that I totally managed to bypass Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So as I'm feeling guilty about that, I will direct you to another one of my favorite low overhead, high quality nonprofits. So if you could, if you do want to give money to breast cancer research and don't want the Susan G. Komen Foundation spending all of your money suing people for the use of the word for the cure, you could try donating it to the Breast Cancer Research Center, who is available at researchwomenshealth.org. They, you know, are an organization where the largest percent of it goes to the scientific research addressing women's health issues, including breast cancer. So once again, that is the Breast Cancer Research Center at researchwomenshealth.org. And now, on with the show.
But Ian, how can I get rich as the CEO of a nonprofit unless I do things to generate lots of profits?
Well, you can. I just will do my best to not support that effort.
All right, moving on. Sorry for the late notice, folks. Yeah, we moved things up because Bray wants to do some editing, and then there's flying to be had, and if you show up in Anaheim, maybe we'll see you there.
Seriously. Anyway. Think of our producer, everybody. Think of the producer.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the
producer.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 114th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Whew, that's a lot of puzzle warrioring.
It is. I bet at least 12 to 14% of it is actually about Puzzle Quest. I am the only one. You can call me Craig with me, as always. KS72, Sneaky Bean 15. They're Ian and Ray. Hello.
Hello.
What up?
You throw me off every time now with that you can call me Craig bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's like to amuse myself.
Which for no reason reminds me, I got something straight for you, Craig Bowser.
Ooh, tell me more.
I was watching a television program today with Owen, and it was the first time we watched it, because I like to try to trick him into watching something different, because as much as I enjoy, you know, watching the same episode of Blazing the Monster Machines for the 700th time, I said, hey, and it started up, and it's just on its own, and they were like, it's called Mutt and Stuff. And I said, okay, sounds like it's dog-themed. Let's go with it, see if he likes this. And sure enough, it was. It's got a bunch of real dogs, one gigantic puppet dog who is the co-host, and one random dude who is, not that random of a dude, who is the host. This is unnecessary background filler, so if anybody else wants to zonk out, I'll get to the point here in just a second. So it turns out that the host of the show is the Dog Whisperer's kid.
Okay.
Which I thought was a little bit amusing. And the most important part of this show, for you specifically, is the executive producers of this show. You guessed it. Sid and Marty Croft.
No way!
100%.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought they were dead.
Nope, they are just fine. Their daughter is one of the human actors on the show. Or at least the Croft daughter. I guess they're their brothers. Yeah, I don't know whose kid she is, but she's someone Croft. She's on the show. They might be old. Maybe it's their granddaughter. I simply don't know. The moral of the story is, at this point, you should be able to guess who the mayor of the town that they live in is.
It's H.R. Puffin's.
Absolutely he is. Do you know who the assistant mayor is? His magic flute.
Freddy Flute?
Yes.
Yeah, but Freddy Flute doesn't belong to H.R. Puffin stuff. He belongs to the little boy from New Zealand.
Yeah, but he's there.
Mm.
Not anymore.
Yep.
Is Witchy Poo the woman who comes in to always complain about how things in her neighborhood are not correct? I need better sewage.
I don't know. They really don't focus on them. It's almost all about the dogs, because the giant dog puppet costume is HR's nephew. He looks like HR with dog ears.
Man, I love me some HR Puffin stuff.
I knew you would. As soon as I saw Sid and Marty Krofft, I was like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe they're still working.
Man, he was my friend when things got rough.
He was.
Man, do they sign off with see you next week?
You know, I've already forgotten.
Oh, that's how every episode of HR Puffin stuff, like, see you next week.
Oh, but there was a Halloween special that I watched today, and he was one of the guests, Dog Whisperer came out, and he was a special guest, and then HR Puffin stuff came out. Oh, man, my son thought he was the funniest thing he's seen the whole time. He's like, look at this guy, he's ridiculous. Daddy's so funny. Oh. I was like, he's a little ridiculous.
Man, that tells me that the next time Owen comes down, I can put in my DVD of these Sid and Marty Krofft Saturday morning shows.
You can. He would enjoy
them. And we can watch Lidsville and H.R. Puff and stuff and Sigmund the Sea Monster and the Bugaloos, and it'll be glorious.
Ah, the Bugaloos.
Man, I'm super excited now. I can't wait. I'm going to have to find me this show because I need some H.R. Puffin stuff back in my life.
Yeah, go ahead. You can. I'm sure you can on-demand mutt and stuff.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That really made my night.
I'm glad.
I've been feeling like garbage all night, so.
Glad I could turn things around.
That cheered me up, so. All right, moving on. Let's talk about a game or something.
All right.
All right. This is the week of the 1st through the 8th. Ignore the fact that it's a daily. This week's events, Deadpool dailies. That's the things. Wednesday is a Purple Mystique. Thursday, Green Hulk. Friday, Yellow Falcon. Saturday, Red Psylocke. Sunday, Blue Beast. Monday, Purple Bullseye. Tuesday, Yellow Cap. And Wednesday is a Red Sentry.
I just want to make sure I got that straight. So Tuesday was a Yellow Cap, but Friday was a Yellow Falcon. Was that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Making sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, Cap is Cap. He's awesome. Falcon, he's a punk. He's Yeller. And your 5-day 4-star crash?
Kabloom.
Oh, that was new.
Yeah.
Of the Titans. On the 25th was the X-Force Wolverine type. That was a win for here. I'm sure Ray won easily.
That I did, yeah. Wait, Ian, didn't we talk about him already? That sounds really familiar to me.
Did we?
I think we
anticipated. We had just started.
Oh, right. So like, done it, but Ian hadn't done it yet. Correct. So yes, how did Ian do it?
It was laborious, but it was successful. It was not an easy win like I'd hoped. I had to,
deny black, man.
Yeah, I had to deny a lot of black. It was just a matter of a good board, too, because my guy's not that powerful, level-wise or cover-wise. For the first 7 or 8 tries, he always found a way to match red and black. And I was like, all right, fine. You win. Yeah. I'm good with that. And then, a day or two later, I got a good shuffle and everything went my way.
Well, I just looked at, so you have him at a 4-4-1, so at least you had both of his damaging.
Yeah, the doing stuff powers were there. He's just, not a super high-level character, and because Wolverine is a regenerator, they generally don't stock him with a lot of hit points.
Yeah.
Hey, just if you're playing along at home, it's currently 1-0 Houston.
Wait, are they up 3-2?
Yeah, if they win, now.
Boo!
I agree. Boo on Houston. I will never forgive them for moving to the American League. That league's a bunch of punks. Them and their fancy DH. I ain't got time for that. We must go back to the stupid umps who had that giant chest protector that was like the size of Texas that they used to hold in front of them. It was the dumbest thing ever. Anyway, coming up, starting yesterday, was Agent Venom. Mm. That one I had to do a whole lot of leveling of Agent Venom to give that a go. Because, man, he was just getting whooped repeatedly.
Where did you end up getting him?
Un momento. I'll have to log into the game to look.
All right. Well, while you're doing that, I have him championed, so I was able to pull it off on one shot. But
nice.
Yeah, I completely forgot about building up my powers before using them, because he's against, Luke Cage, right?
Yeah.
So I started, don't mess around.
Yeah, I started using my powers and went, wait, that was a bad idea. Bad idea. But I was able to get off, what's his big powerful one? Is his yellow or is red? I think it's his red. Anyway, I worked him down, fired off the red, was able to win it the first time. But it was, I was at half health. It was, you know, a little dicey.
I had to get him up to 209.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
I have him fully covered. I have him at a 5.53, but he was at level 70, and that just wasn't going to cut
it. No, definitely would not. I assume, Ian, you haven't tried it yet?
I have not tried yet, because usually the impetus for me trying immediately is if I wasn't able to do the Behemoth Burrito, because I didn't have the right people, I would go ahead and do that, because I still want that extra taco token. But thanks to the generosity of our mighty listeners, I have so many 2 stars on my roster now. So it's rarely a problem when I run into the Behemoth Burrito. I don't have them all yet, but that's just because I just haven't had the covers for them come up to actually put them on my roster. So I haven't tried yet. I don't think I have him. I don't know what his cover level is, Agent Venom. He's one of those characters where I was immediately not in love with him, so he flitted out of my mind. I don't know where he's at. I don't know if he'll be able to do don't expect me to tell you next week that I won this one, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, you have him. I pulled a 3-1-4.
Oh, snap. Good job, me.
So that's not bad.
Yeah.
His red is pretty good. You've got 3 of those. So
yeah, the one that I have at 1, is that his black power that flips between the two things? That's not the winning power, is it?
It depends on who you talk to. According to me, no.
Okay. Well, then, again, I got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Coming up on the 4th is maybe perhaps X-23?
I don't know. How about Agent Coulson?
Hmm?
What's that?
Really?
Yeah, I think so. When last time I went to the store, his face was right next to Agent Venom.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I never look at that store. But sure.
Again, thanks to the generosity of our listeners, I have so many hero points, which we'll talk about in this upcoming segment, so I'll hold off.
All right.
Oh, sure.
Maybe Coulson then.
Yeah.
I like him.
His subtitle is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, yeah, that would put him up above X-23, who is all new Wolverine. Interesting.
Right. Ah, Brigby does confirm. It is totally Agent Coulson.
There you go.
Ian.
Ian wins with paying attention.
Boy, that excites me. I love me some Coulson.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of my better covered characters. I don't know how he is a standalone guy, but he's one of the best.
Yeah, you just fire off yellow, and then you're good.
Okay.
Summon all the punks. Story event land. We got Venom Bomb. I came in like a Venom Bomb.
I really like that one.
That was good.
Wow, nice. I have to remember that one. 17,000 gets you 3 Thanos. 33.5 for Red Cyclops, 75,000 for the 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Gamorpha. And 51 to 400 get Mohawk. In the ticking away the moments that make up a dull day season. You still like that one, huh?
I didn't remember it from the last show, so it was good this time.
Probably should have sung it, though.
Yeah.
Ticking away the moments to make up a dull day.
No.
What season is this? That doesn't help me at all, to be honest.
Season.
It's the time season.
Okay. I was like, I don't know. It sounds like a classic rock song, but I don't immediately know what you're referencing.
It's Pink Floyd, isn't it?
It is Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Oh.
And the song is called Time.
They weren't really my jam.
Oh, they should have been. They're one of the greatest things of all time.
I don't agree with that, but I listen to them a lot.
Oh, top 5 bands of all time.
Don't agree with that either, but... but if you were to go back and look at my listening preference, who I listen to a lot, they might actually be in the top 5, but it's not because they were my favorite, strangely enough.
I love me some Floyd.
Hey, Moose Butt asked, do we know who Agent Coulson fights?
I do not.
I don't have any idea. I think this is his first time.
I don't know. See if Brigby will break the news to you.
Yeah.
So Moose in Butt. The...
Or aestheticist, as he's the formerly known as.
I know. I like
again,
Moose
all
Butt,
we
though.
Know is Moose Butt. Delicious. The Eye for an Eye is running. 28 wins gets you a Red Cyclops. 40 big wins for the Blue Peggy. Top 5 folks get Ghost Rider, and 6 to 50 get Squirrel Girl. Next in the pack is I believe a new event, Vicious Cycle.
Vicious Cycle. That's the Ghost Rider PvP.
Oh, that's been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, I've always never paid attention. All right.
Always never.
All right. Never mind then. 28 wins get you a Green Squirrel Girl. 40 for a Black Ghost Rider. Top 5 folks get you Melonhead, and 6 to 50 is Hulk. And then the current thing that's running, Bigby, close your ears. Soccer Arena is running. And let me tell you how much I hate this thing.
Really?
I hate this thing.
That's glorious.
You know what I don't want? 7,000 lightning rounds. I don't care. I quit playing after the first day, and I cannot wait for it to end.
I know you're the reason that this is so glorious. Let me tell you, and I will start this with a shout out to a player who goes by the handle of K21, as in K-A-Y-T-W-O-O-N-E. We are in the same slice, and since day one, we are the only two people in the slice that participate. So every day, approximately 3 to 4 times a day, we alternate taking first and second place, depending on how ambitious we're feeling. So this means I have had more elite tokens in the last couple days than I have, or the heroic tokens in the last couple days than I have seen in many months of playing, because I'm never usually this ambitious. I love putting forth minimal effort and coming in first and or second. I love it.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. I have in my slice, I have one less player to deal with. I have come in first nearly every time I've played.
Well, because I was look on to see where I am, and K21 will have either put up, you know, like sometimes they will be like, nah, you know, 90 points, good enough. Other times they'll be right. Like, ha, I got 226 points today. And I'll be like, oh, I don't know about that.
It's an interesting dynamic, but yeah.
It's just free ISO and free token all day long.
I don't know. I hope this event is never, ever run again.
I can't wait. I hope it never goes away. I hope they rerun this event and just reskin it with Hulk.
Oh, God. Oh,
that would be awesome.
That is totally what I don't need.
Although, it does remind me why I participate in PvP so never. There's only so many times in one sitting that I can skip Carnage and Medusa or Coulson and Carol before I want to punch everyone I know in the face.
Yeah. This is true.
What team? Well, I skip them, and what team do I get? Oh, it's a different version of them.
Oh, you're not just getting the nonstop Gamorpha and Rocket
Group
teams?
Yeah, Gamorpha, Rocket Group peppers in there to change it up every now and again. So even if the team that I have to fight, if it's not like one of those three, I'm like, I'm probably going to lose, but I got to try it because I have no idea why someone would come in with Agent Venom and Gwenpool. So here I come.
Oh no, Moose Bud tells me that not only does it run again next week, it then runs again after that as reskinned with Hulk.
Yes!
I personally like Brigby's response. Well, that escalated quickly.
I told you to close your ears.
It's coming up, Ian. I can't believe my dreams came true so easily. Man, Brigby, that Moose
earmuffs.
Butt. Moose Bud is dynamic and helpful.
All right, let's move on to something I like more.
Okay.
Ian, tell me, what is Chess Pie?
Oh, snap. Chess Pie, let me tell you, everybody, get ready for disappointment stacked on disappointment. Again, and not, well, mostly because for the same reason that I was probably disappointed. So first of all, let me tell you, Chess Pie is just custard pie. So don't think that this is special in any way. I'm talking about, it's just a single crust pie, you know, whip together some eggs, butter, sugar, and vanilla, turn it into a custard, throw it into that single crust Chess Pie. Ready for the twist, Craig? Are you sitting down?
Oh yeah, why is it called Chess Pie?
Well, that, I haven't gotten to that part yet. That's the even better part.
All right.
Here's the big twist.
Yep.
Throw in some cornmeal.
Cornmeal?
Ooh, cornmeal! Oh, this pie just got thicker and grosser.
And a custard?
Brought to you by the culinary nightmare that is England.
Oh, that makes it...
Chess pie.
But,
yes.
Boy, shouldn't custard be, like, smooth and creamy? Why do I want to add grit to it?
Because you're a pie recipe from England.
Yeah, because you're from England.
Right.
That was way too good for the British.
Right.
Gotta tone it down a bit.
Yeah, they were like, why is this delicious? Quick, make this pasty and really, like, gritty. And so and that's why this pie is, that's why you've never heard of it, because it only lives in the South.
Oh, wow. All
right. That is where it is the most popular, is the Southern U.S.
Did I ever tell you about the worst pie I've ever had in my life?
You didn't, but you can do that now.
So, when I was in junior high, we were doing some, you know, studies on Native Americans and pilgrims.
Okay. Right?
And you could do things for, you know, extra credit.
Okay.
If you, and one of the things you could do was, you know, create, you know, bake some food that was eaten in that time period. So two girls in my class made a vinegar pie.
Oh.
Now, vinegar pie is exactly what vinegar pie sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like a vinegar gel in a pie crust.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what it's a variation?
That's what
do you know what it's a variation of?
Chess pie. Chess pie has vinegar in it too?
No, but it's a standard variation. There's many things you can add. I mean, you can add like lemon chess pie and vinegar pie are sadly the two most popular variations of.
I actually didn't know that. I was just going off on a tangent.
Yep. Nope. Totally somehow, related somehow, and well done.
Oh, yeah, because vinegar pie is awful.
Yes.
It's absolutely awful. Like, you might as well just take a bottle of vinegar, open it, and just chug it.
Yummy.
Although,
yeah. Oh,
apple
yeah.
cider vinegar is on a huge culinary upswing, but that's neither that here is, nor there.
Well, that's for the weight loss. You gotta take that in the morning for your weight loss.
So
I take mine in pill form, though. I can't be drinking vinegar.
Right. To reinvestigate the real question on everybody's mind, why call it chess pie? The answer, no one knows. There you go. How's that feel? Someone mispronounced something along the line, and it stuck. Some theories are because it's such a, you know, sugary pie, and with the cornmeal, it lasts for so long, so you could keep it in a pie chest. Thus, chest pie became chess pie, or because it's from England and they use curd in it. So that would make it a cheese pie. So it's a cheese pie.
Could it be from like Cheswick or Cheswick or
I don't
know.
Could or eaten in a room where people play chess. I don't know. I saw one theory that it was because people in the South have, you know, regional grammar, and at some point someone asked them what it was, and they said it's chess pie, and they said it's chess pie.
Oh man.
So no one knows. So I have no idea why it's called chess pie. I have no idea why it's so awful or who decided to add cornmeal, but just when I thought chew fly pie was my least favorite, chess pie coming up.
There you go.
Number one with a bullet.
Man, it does sound terrible.
Yeah, so there you go. Even the good kinds, like chocolate chess pie, just have something else yummy. So there you go. That's my advice for the week. Steer clear of chess pie. Don't have that experience.
All right.
Apparently, Moose Butt found a nauseated face emoji in the Discord. He turned green. Looks like he's going to throw up at any moment.
Ugh.
However, Brigby did say that he has never heard anyone so ecstatic to talk about pie before. This is fantastic.
Hey, there's UNC Samurai. Boy, I bet he's sad that he just now tuned in.
Yeah, well, you know.
So anyway, that's pie.
Thanks.
Yep.
So one thing that directly impacted Ian's life, there's been a sale on Steam for Halloween, and one of the things you could buy was some Marvel Puzzle Quest stuff. Tell me more.
Well, on Steam, when it's not a global sale, they have to do it in a wacky Steam way. And so I couldn't find it until you pointed me to it. They had a variety of different DLCs for the game. And the one that I ended up getting was called Nick Fury's Doomsday Plan. And it gave you the 8,500 hero points and 37,500 ISO for the price of either one of those, which is the same price. So... So that was the bargain. I got the ISO rewards and the Hero Point rewards for one, you know, for one price instead of one of each. So it immediately went sideways. So I got it. It got installed. I went in, immediately saw that I had the ISO. And when I made the purchase, I had 1,000 Hero Points. So I went in expecting 9,500 hero points. I got in. I thought I saw 9,500 hero points, but I didn't. I suddenly had 950 hero points. A zero had gotten lost somewhere in the download.
Oh, no.
So I was like, wow. So not only did I not get my hero points, but it stole 50 of them. So I contacted support and I was like, help. And they were like, please send us a picture of your receipt and what you call yourself in this game. And I said, no problem. Here you go. And they said, immediate resolution. Here you go. And I was playing. And all of a sudden, I got a pop-up in the middle of me playing that had a great pun and my hero points.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A great pun?
Yeah, it said, I've been craving a good Spider-Man joke.
Oh, nice.
And it said, here's 8,500 hero points. So I added those to my total. And
Wait, did you get your missing 50 back, too?
No, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to sweat that. They did. They were prompt, and this was over a Saturday-Sunday period. So someone was not only being super helpful, but they were working on the weekend. So I'm not going to throw guff around over 50 bizarre hero points. I had already re-earned them, and I have more than enough hero points to do everything that I had hoped to do.
Well, I think it cost you 50 hero points to get that awesome Craven joke.
It did. It was worth it.
Because, man, Craven Hunter, good times.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it gave me a little boost. Hope that in the future that's someone they're planning on. Everything really worked out well. So a big thanks to the fine folks at, I'll assume D3, possibly Demiurge. I don't know who helps me.
No, it'd be D3. I think Bob, I believe, provides customer service.
Nice. Thanks, D3. You guys did a great job. As soon as I'm done with this show, I will respond to your email survey and give you high marks.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween as well. I did some trick-or-treating tonight. It was much colder than I expected.
Ian, you're a sneaky beat 15 in the game, right?
True story.
Right. Sorry.
I think Rigby's going to help you out with that missing 50.
That is totally unnecessary, but appreciated.
All right, moving on. Let's talk more Halloween stuffs.
Yes.
Yeah, all tons right. of Halloween stuff.
Yeah, so starting, on Halloween, there's the Vicious Cycle versus event with the Ghost Rider cover store. And then there is the Vault of Horrors, which has been up for a couple days.
Yeah.
Which has 41 things, including a Nightcrawler, a Ghost Rider, and some blades.
Blades, yeah.
Hood, and then a bunch of, your normal heroic elite.
Right.
ISO, what have you. I think everyone got one token of that for free?
I did not, but I got a random pop-up that said, Happy Halloween, have 100 hero points.
Yeah,
which I immediately used to buy a token in that store.
Yeah, I'm reading it here. They changed it. Apparently, when that vault went live, people bought all of them. So they didn't want to just give them a token that they then couldn't use.
Right.
Because they had bought the whole vault. So instead, they switched it and gave everybody hero points instead.
Well, that's just...
So that was super generous.
Super generous. Am I missing something? Is Kurt that awesome that you need to buy out that whole vault the minute it opens?
I guess if you want one that bad.
I guess. Good on you. Good on all of them. I was not that fortunate. My one yielded a blue two-star Dakin.
The Dream Warrior?
Yes, that guy.
You know that song just randomly came up on my radio today?
Nice!
Yeah.
Made me smile.
Yeah, it's a new event. I think I'm done complaining about it.
What's that? Oh, that event! Yeah!
The soccer arena. Yeah, it's running 72 times over 6 days. 72 times it runs.
That's dope.
It's going to feature Thor, and Thor.
Yeah, I gotta get me some Thor in
no
gladiator
sleeves,
armor.
Sleeves, She-Thor, and Gladiator
Ooh.
Thor.
Yeah, I could use some Goddess of Thunder. Goddess of Thunder.
That's who's powered up, yeah.
Goddess of Thunder.
Uh-huh.
She is amazing boosted, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still don't have her champed, so.
Sad story.
Yeah.
So you play that thing, you'll get some tokens where you have a 0.2% chance of getting Doctor Strange, Bruce Banner, or Gladiator Thor.
Cool.
There is a 6% chance that you will get a 4-star.
Ooh.
It says 3 times that for the latest 4-stars.
Ooh.
And then 3 stars at 23% and 2 stars at 70.6%. Or as I like to call it, 100%.
Well, for you... Ray and I will be swimming in tokens.
That's true.
I can hope.
And then, hey, there's a new Thor. Let's talk about Thor.
Yeah, tell me about
chicks,
Thor.
Man.
chicks, man.
Thanks. So Thor's is, you know, he's Thor, so he's Red, Yellow, Green. His first ability is Bow Down Before the God of Thunder. This costs 12 green. Let's see. What's he do? At level 450 and power level 5, this does 13,126 AoE damage.
Nice.
That's a lot.
That is a ton.
Yeah.
It also has a passive at the beginning of each turn. If Thor is below X amount of health, he destroys basic tiles. Because he's just so angry, I guess, and some lightning flies up.
Yeah.
His second ability is called Asgardian Tactics. For 9 red, he attacks you with some swords, dealing the ever-popular serious damage. I don't know what that means, but serious. while ignoring protect tiles.
Oh, so that's what makes it serious.
Super
serious.
So
that's like the Peggy power.
Right.
And then he does additional damage for each friendly special tile on the board, up to a max of 10 of those. So that's pretty good. His third power is called Smoldering Fire, as he looks at you longingly from across the room. Smoldering Fire.
I don't think that's how it reads.
Oh, man. Okay, maybe that's just me. All right, that would cost 9 yellow.
He is a Hemsworth brother.
I mean, they're handsome guys. Thor leaps into the fray to protect his team. He creates a repeater tile that generates yellow protect tiles each turn. After you do that, this power then becomes, I fell into a burning, raging fire. Raging fire then costs 12 yellow. This removes his repeater tile to deal damage to a target. It has a passive power that says when Thor's repeater tile no longer exists, all friendly protect tiles flip to strike tiles, and this power goes back to being smoldering fire. So that's a interesting go.
Yeah.
You can build up a bunch of shields, flip them, you know, if then you can then follow it up with the green power, that's probably an instant win, you know, in a lot of fights. That'll be a lot of damage.
Yeah, that sounded solid. So while it would have been kind of disappointing long term, I can't tell you how happy I would have been if they had released a piecing together for the new Thor and his powers had been Mjolnir's Might, Thunder Strike, and Call the Storm. I would have been like, that is such a sweet troll on everybody.
That would have been awesome. And it could have just, like, I don't know, had capri pants or something. Instead of having the different size of sleeves, he could have had capris or something ridiculous.
That would have been hysterical. But then, you know, down the road, I would have been like, man, Thor is frustrating.
A samurai immediately posted me a picture of Thor looking at me with smoldering eyes. That's when he's got the long, flowing gold hair, you know, blonde right. hair. Now he's got the short, I mean, business hair.
Right.
Because, in the comic, you know, the Odin son, not quite worthy enough to be Thor yet. So he's gone all short hair and
he's been riding around his magic goat. He's got a lot of hard work to do.
He's got a hellhound with him. Like, he's been serious.
It's tough now that he's in charge.
Yeah. Thor's a good guy.
You can't just kick back with the Warriors 3 drinking and their long hair sitting around. Hanging out with Sif.
One of the Warriors 3 has gone bananas, and he's wrecking the universe, and it's bad
times. Oh, no! Why'd they do that? That's inappropriate.
Oh, well, you have to read
that comic.
It was
Volstagg, wasn't it?
I can't tell you.
It's always Volstagg.
It's been a good comic, though.
All right.
In local news.
Word.
Sad times, the season is over.
That's why I love college football.
We're done watching college football. It's now meaningless.
Yep, one loss. Yep. That's it. Okay, good. Good game. Now let's just vote on who's the best. Because we have a democratic system to decide who's the best. God, college football is garbage.
So now all I have to do is listen to nonstop, tell me about how Alabama and Ohio State will play later, and Alabama will win by 148 points. Because this is what happens every year. The voters love Ohio, always put them in the Final Four, and every time Ohio gets clocked. Because they're terrible.
Wow. Yeah. Clearly, they're at least 1 point better than Penn State.
They were that night because, man, Penn State's offensive line was god-awful. They were really bad. Really bad.
Go Steelers?
Yeah.
There you go.
Moving on to the Steelers and the Penguins. And more important news, I got my second Stormwater Advisory Commission meeting tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, it's now, you know, 9:41, and I have yet to read any of the 14 PDFs that I'm supposed to have read and prepared for tomorrow morning's meeting. So I get some reading to do tonight.
It's okay. We got over the hump.
I thought meetings were the time where you brought your tablet and played Marvel Puzzle Quest.
That's true for a lot of, you know, actual right. work meetings. This is, you know, me as a concerned citizen meeting.
Right. This is the stormwater meeting. This is you're talking to a man who has a giant storm pipe running through his front yard.
That's true.
It's like the most important thing in his life.
Serious business.
And, you know, with all that rain we got the other day, road didn't flood. So,
yeah,
did its job. Good times. I think that's how I got locally. Oh, great. I think it's been on the CDT at this point. There is a Christmas tree going to Rockefeller Center coming from State College, Pennsylvania.
We finally made it to the big time, boys. Tree in Rockefeller Center. That's a dream.
Yeah.
That is not the dream.
Remind me, after it's cut down and left, I will tell you some stories about this tree.
Okay. You don't want it overhearing and coming back for revenge?
Just some info that can't come out till later about this tree.
I can't believe there's tree gossip. This is the worst thing we've ever talked about. and I did a segment on Chess Pie this same episode. Oh, my God. On vacation already.
Yeah. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
there were a ton of comments in the mailbag. First, the mailbag is being brought to us by Willie Lumpkin.
Everybody's favorite postal carrier.
Jenda McGlynn starts off with, "Congratulate me, boys. I have joined the 5-star tier." I don't know. I'm happy and sad about that. I'm very happy for you. I don't even know if I want to. So, congratulations.
Is that like the 5-timers club? Like, did Justin Timberlake show up and John Goodman? And
yeah, they give you a nice bathrobe, house robe, whatever.
David S. Pumpkins showed up.
Yeah, well, either way, congratulations.
He said he got his... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a special reward for you, just wait for the next segment. It's going to be a treat.
All right.
I get what you're saying.
Okay.
He said he got his 13th cover for Spider-Man and decided to go ahead and champ him. But 5-star Spider-Man is fun and fast and strong, and he can't wait to just power through the PvE really quickly from now on. So, congratulations. Jeff Duggan.
Hacksaw.
Said that the wins PvP is a net positive for me so far, given my availability and playstyle, although I understand why the 5-star players are upset, but I'm disappointed I've had to ask people to remember the play experience of the 3-star crowd and the casual crowd is just as valid as the high-end folks. So he's fighting for the underdog, I think.
I do. I like that he's standing up for the little guy, but to that point, is it?
this is a valid question.
Are the bums and the sneaky beat 15s of the world really as valuable to the heroes over at Demiurge and D3 as the whales are? I would hesitate, but I appreciate him. I like that. That's why he's a crusader for justice, and I'm a worthless slug.
Wow, little you got down on yourself there. I think that's a bit of an overstatement, but
it comes to Puzzle Quest.
Okay.
That's a whole, I'm an okay guy.
Arcane Pozar says,
"Hey, I missed him. How's he doing?"
I don't know. Let's find out.
Okay.
He says, "As someone who was hurt by the PvP changes, I'm still happy for those who could never get the 4-star cover, now finally having a way to do it. But he says he is upset that the game significantly increased how much time is required for him to spend to earn the same rewards he used to get much faster. And he says that he would like to see a hybrid, either win X number of matches or score X number of points kind of system." I thought that was an interesting, interesting thought. I would have to assume that has been, you know, gone over, but I have no idea how you would what you would have to do to code something like that, but in any case, there you go. Tad Prime said he personally likes the Hero for Hire store, even the 5-star version, which I'm not sure why you wouldn't. Even if you don't want that, you don't have to buy it, so there you go. It's just as good as it was before. So but win based counts seem a bit high for him. We have a lot of comments about this, by the way. He says that he usually only got to 300 in PvP for the token pool in like 7 wins. But now you got to get around 50. And big difference. I don't know how you would get there in 7.
I don't know, because invariably when I play PvP, nothing's ever worth more than like 35. I swear to God, it just drives me crazy.
Do you play it right away? Like the moment it's... available.
Sometimes.
In
Wait,
your
got, to, got to where now? Got to the progression?
No, he
in
was
seven
saying
wins?
300 in like 6 or 7 wins.
Oh, yeah, that's more like that. I thought he said he got to the progression reward of the 4-star. I was like, I don't think that's possible. In
yeah,
seven
he was
wins.
Saying that he was guessing.
Yeah, 300? Sure.
I think I mixed up the numbers. He was talking about simulator with 70. So get up, you have to, I think you have to get 74. But he says that his best guess is he completed the simulator previously around 50. So that's
very likely.
Yeah. He also says at times like these, I really wish we had access to real statistics on our play. And we have talked about that before, but that's a little difficult as well in the just to get it in the user interface. And then he also asked, isn't the picture on the podcast page, puzzlewarriors3.com, Pepper's rescue suit and not Riri? Good eye. That is correct. That was Pepper's suit, not Riri Williams.
Oh, I don't have
any idea what you're talking about, but...
There was once a character named Pepper Potts.
Yeah,
Tony made her a suit in case she was in peril that would rescue her from peril. Last week, Ray likes to, not that you've ever seen it, but let's say you were to go to our webpage and click on the most current episode.
Right.
The page that it goes to has a comment from Joe. Above the comment from Joe is a picture of someone who we focused on that episode. We had done Nightcrawler previously. So this picture was of Riri Williams because we kind of got derailed when we were talking about her during the boosted character of the week. And rather than post a picture of Riri Williams, Ray chose to post a picture of Pepper Potts' rescue armor.
I actually grabbed the picture, saw that it was the wrong, armor just as I was uploading it. And I just thought, you know, I'm done. I don't care.
Yeah. Too late.
I'm like, who's going to notice? Well, Tad Prime. That is who's going to notice. Speaking of Joe.
I've heard of him.
Yep.
He said, we can call you Craig. We can call him Ray, but don't call Ian late for dinner.
Oh, all right.
Pie trigger warning. I do not appreciate mixing chocolate and peanut butter to further your pie agenda.
Really?
Yeah, he's really negative on the
pies. He's really anti-pie.
Yeah. Man, what if we got him a sticker with a pie on the sticker?
Does he like stickers?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, where are you going with this?
He is pro-sticker and anti-pins.
Yeah, pins are dangerous.
But they, you know, the big rage collectible nowadays is pins. Nobody buys stickers.
Pins damage the fabric when you try to put them on. You stick yourself.
All I know is that come Friday, I will see millions of dollars worth of pins walking around me. That's what
no,
I know.
There's no way they're going to keep our friend employed for another year if he only comes up with the word pins. He had to do plushies and then pins, and now he's got to think of something else.
Oh,
that's his only job out there.
But they still sell the pins.
Oh, okay. They still do plushies and pins every year?
Oh, yes.
He has to just stack a new idea onto his old idea?
Yes, each year he has added one new item. Pins sell like it's unbelievable. Like
what a shyster.
There's so many pins.
It is a sea of pins. You wouldn't believe it.
I mean, it's not like the bubblegum machine thing was the killer. Like, that's the winner for him. I've never seen something generate so much money than, you know, the little bubble things that you would normally buy for a quarter at, you know, the gumball, you know, things. What do you call those?
Oh, like you put a quarter in the vending machine
and you get
and
the little
comes
random
out with,
toy?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are a dollar a turn at BlizzCon, and it is nonstop from the time this thing opens until it closes each day. All you hear is like 100 of those machines going crank, 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 thunk, crank, 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 thunk, crank, 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 thunk, all day long.
Now, in reality, I think there's more like maybe 16 to 20 of those machines, but...
Well, it sounds like 100.
It's constant. It's
wow.
Nothing but constant.
It's really unbelievable. So,
is there one of the items that you get out of those vending machine eggs, quote unquote, rare? Was that why I'm compelled to collect them?
Yeah, generally people because it's the World of Warcraft people like unique what do you call them items that are just for show, whatever you call those.
I don't know.
You can get.
I'm not the guy to help you out here. Sorry. Yeah.
So online tchotchke.
Yeah, so you can get special codes and things, and then you put the code in, and now you've got a pet that nobody else has.
Hmm. Well, then.
Or, you know, you can win statues, you can win physical merchandise.
So it's like in-game flair.
Yes, but they sell piles and piles of those things.
All right.
Back to the mail.
Yeah. So I don't know what this means. Hopefully you do. Craig, Joe says, tell Brent to get me on the blower.
Right. We're going to try and talk about doing this new podcast.
Oh, there you go. On the blower. That's my favorite part of that statement and why I left it in. Then there was a talk about six stars, and I only really want to mention one thread of the six-star conversation. Jenda says, no six stars ever. Stinkbomb says, ever. Samurai says, thank you. Joe says, not even Dazzler. And Stinkbomb says, never Dazzler.
Stinkbomb is the worst.
But do I agree with that. Six stars should never be
Dazzler followed by Namor, and it will be glorious.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, that I wasn't agreeing with. What I was agreeing with, these no six stars. We're good with five. Six would just be ridiculous. Stop. Any case, that's my opinion. D-Wing Illinois says he was on a loner phone. He is now on a loner phone while the Apple EMTs tried to save the life of his own. He thought he was going to get through the show without commenting, but that's not happening. He says, where does Ian get his low overhead charity research? There are a couple charities I have existing perceptions of that I want to make sure that they're based on in reality.
Oh.
So I don't know if you want to message him or
Google. They come from Google. I type in that specific sentence. I type in charities with low overhead, and it takes me to watchdog groups and consumer reports and things like that, who then compile lists of what they believe you have the lowest overhead and the highest percentage of your donation dollar going to actually support the cause that they are representing.
So it's not just one Google search. It's a bit of research.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But, it's gotten easier as I do it.
Sure.
Every week. But it's not that hard.
So there you go. He also said, joke's on Ian. I'm originally from Indiana, and I don't care how Illinois is pronounced. Crunk these people with their hypersensitive pronunciation issues. I love that. Aestheticist. Hey, you're listening. He said, quote, I really like everything about that guy, end quote. This soundbite has replaced every sound on my phone. Thanks. Also, on his post on the D3 forums, he says, pace yourself, Moose Butt's guide to doing your daily MPQ devotional. He has a big chart. You can check it out on the D3 forums under the Puzzle Warriors post. He's got a big chart on what all the events are, how long they are, how many times you have to play every day in order to get average points. It's quite a read, but a lot of information in there.
Nice.
And Norman B. says, you guys are way too harsh on South Atherton. We have two Weisses, a 24-hour Taco Bell drive-through, ample on-street parking. I'm not getting into this argument.
There's a reason we give you guys the Weisses instead of the Giants. You can have the dirt stores. That's why you get two of them, make you feel good about it.
There's only one Weiss on South Atherton. The other one's on North Atherton. It's up in the Giant Plaza. It's up in Northland.
I wonder if he's also counting the Westerly Parkway Plaza Weiss store.
Oh, no way. Ghetto Weiss does not count as South Atherton. No way.
The Ghetto Weiss is it's no longer Ghetto Weiss, by the way. It's actually gotten a lot better. But
the one next to the high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, its dodginess is its best feature.
I love Ghetto Weiss. I shop there like twice a week.
In fairness, that absolutely counts as South Atherton.
No way! It's on Westerly Parkway.
Just barely. It's right off. Yeah, it's on the correct side though. We're using obviously in between College and Beaver is no man's land, but it's on the south side of Beaver Ave. So absolutely, it counts as
College Ave is the flip for north and south. But
I like where there's a no man's land. Town is neutral.
No. Westerly Parkway does not equal South Atherton.
It's not that far down the parkway. I think that counts as a Weiss. Just give it to him.
It may not equal, but it's the same ballpark.
Yeah. It's definitely you can draw that little approximately squiggly equal sign in between them.
There you go.
They couldn't even keep the Little Caesars open.
No one wants to eat at Little Caesars. Little Caesars is awful.
No,
that is not their fault.
Those wings were kind of good.
They were not.
Yeah, they were kind of good.
For $5, I guess, like, cost value, like, wise. But no, they got, if you want some wings, go to Wings Over Happy Valley. That's good eating.
Oh, Ian, you, like, went all Murgle there.
Yeah, you roboting out.
Oh, my goodness.
Out. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just promoting Wings Over Happy Valley for no reason. I enjoy their wings.
I do, too.
End of list. They got a lot of good dry rubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, all right, back to it.
Yeah, last comment was also from Norman B. He said that the Thor has a new hat comment, which is the only information we really had about Thor last week, was the funniest thing I've heard all week on any podcast. Standing ovation made me think of the Lisa Lionheart versus Malibu Stacy.
That's where it came from, with the Malibu Stacy, but now she has a new hat?
Yeah.
I love it that you got that reference before I even got it out. That's amazing. In any case, that is all that I have from Lumpy.
Nice.
Right. Ian, did anything change on your end?
No, I've made no... I mean, other than the end of the tarmac that I'm sitting at, the plane has started to take off.
Yeah,
so
it is.
That
really,
could be part of this.
Yeah, it's a fan or something.
That is what's changed. The season has changed, and I exist. My existence is perpetuated by the fact that I have forced air heating. And down here where I record the show... It's like, it is my workspace and the furnace room, because I don't deserve good workspace. So when the furnace kicks on, all of a sudden it's just...
I think you should turn it off and suffer in the cold for the sake of this podcast.
You are mistaken. Ray will filter this out. You will suffer, the live listeners will suffer, and my family will remain warm.
Boo words.
Sorry, dude. Don't worry, we'll be good again in April.
Sharp.
Anyway, Craig, do you know what time it is?
Oh, I don't know. Is Willie done?
Yeah, that was the last comment.
Has been.
Okay.
Yep. Book ended by him saying, the final comment is...
It's the final comment!
And you were complaining about the air conditioning. Wow.
And that was the best part, was like, I was there with Craig, and I knew that it was, you know, amusing, and the point had been made like 30 seconds ago, but he just kept going. He just keeps going. Nothing stops him once he starts singing. It's horrific.
Man, I love me some Europe.
No.
Yeah,
no,
they
were
good.
Song, perhaps.
No. They also had Carrie. That was a good song.
They did?
Yeah.
It doesn't immediately ring a bell. I'll have to look it up on
Things
the internet
change.
Later.
Things Carrie, oh. Carrie, Carrie.
No, let me know when he's done so I can put my headphones back on.
Seriously, this has to end.
Oh, man, so, that's good stuff. Anyway, I am Hans.
Yeah, come on, girly man. I need your help. And I am Franz.
We just want to pop you up.
You up.
Well, that did not work at all that time.
Never does.
No, one time I think we got it timed.
I don't know how we missed that cue, as we are in a studio in the same room working well together. Sorry that I could not see each other over time space, but let me tell you about some boosted characters. And by tell you about boosted characters is, I don't know what a lot of today's characters do, and I didn't have time to make any notes. So I am going to, as always, lean on you guys for a good percentage of this and let the listeners fill in the rest, because I know they like that. Especially the Irish ones. Agenda. So, this week, do I mention the ones and twos?
Nah, who cares
about them? We'll skip over the ones and twos. I'll tell you a little bit about the threes, because I do find myself still in three-star land.
Yeah.
Black Panther is boosted, Bullseye is boosted, the Hulk, the Punisher, and Thor are boosted. So, I'm pretty enthusiastic about this, just because I like modern Thor. I love Black Panther, the three-star version, and Bullseye. I think they will work very well together, because there's not a ton of overlap, because Bullseye's green is not where the money's at. It has other two colors. So, and his black is passive, so that won't hurt Black Panther. Black Panther spends a lot of his time making tiles for Bullseye to throw at the enemy, and Thor's there to, you know, soak up damage and dish out damage. The Hulk and the Punisher, when I think about them, they're the Hulk and the Hulk with less hit points. Am I that far off? I mean, like, Punisher's green is board shake with some minor damage. Hulk's green is some board shake with some minor damage. Hulk's red is some directed damage. And if you meet certain qualifications, it does some slightly different damage. Punisher's red is direct damage. If you meet certain qualifications, you do slightly different damage. Except you kill them outright, but
yeah.
they have to be pretty beaten down.
I see
for
where
that
you, I see where you're coming from, but the Punisher is Hulk, very very light.
Yeah, except, yeah. The Punisher is significantly worse than the Hulk.
Yeah, pistol with your enemy under 40% is the only place that you really get any.
Right,
yeah.
Right. The Hulk's black is superior in every way to Molotov cocktail. Yeah. Hulk's anger of making the green tiles, doing the board shake. Yeah, they're two. The other three were far more interesting characters. Bullseye is one of my all time favorites.
Yeah. I mean, Hulk. I mean, you get Hulk with Mohawk, and you can get that Infinite going.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, he's Hulk. Hulk is way way more valuable than they're just similarly underwhelming for me. And Black Panther helping out Bullseye. I like that at least in Three Star World, I can see some synergy that will help me down the road. And they are three characters that I just outright enjoy.
I agree with your top three. Bullseye is fantastic. If you're in the three-star land, Black Panther is amazing, and Thor is just solid.
Yeah, he really is. He's a well-balanced character. Four stars, dude. Let's see what I can handle, and let's see what I need help with. The Thing is boosted. No one really uses The Thing. His Yancey Street special does some damage and some board shake. His punch...
Clobber in time
does some good damage, I think.
Yeah, and it does stun.
Yeah, damage and stun is solid. And then yellow is I get in the way, kind of like Colossus, but you do less damage.
Yeah, he throws out shields.
Okay,
which is so probably the thing that's most annoying when you're fighting against him.
Yeah,
is yellow. You forget and you attack someone else, and then you pay for it.
Right, then he ruins it. Yeah, so absolutely, he is. Reminds me in some ways of Colossus, except without the confusing airborne power. Good old fastball special. The best. All right, now we will get progressively dicier. Now, I do remember playing with four-star Cyclops. He is absolutely excellent. He's a great, standalone character because he does a little bit of everything. You know, he can make his own colors. He can, help control things with Called Shot, his blue. And then he can kind of melt you in half with his red.
Yeah. Yeah, when boosted, his blue is looking at like 7,000 points of damage, plus you clear the board of red in a certain area, and you gain that red AP.
Right.
And yeah, his red is like 12,000.
Yeah.
If it's not the boosted one. Like, his red works like if you have 10
team ups. Right, he either kills a whole row or just...
one tile.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you do one tile, it's like 12,000 points of damage. If you do the whole row, I don't even remember. It's ridiculous. It's a ton of damage.
It is. And that yellow will help make collecting those team-ups more valuable by making them red, I believe.
Correct.
Generate red.
Yeah, you generate red by making the team-ups.
It generates whatever your strongest color is, so you got to watch who you've got teamed up there.
Oh, is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh. I made that mistake because... it's always red for me.
I had to use him, and, I only just use Thanos nowadays. So it was making black, and I was like, black? That's of no use to me.
All right, now let's start down the list of people who I have shoddily covered, or let's go straight with Rey. Rey knows everything there is to know about Baron Mordo, don't you?
Oh, God.
Who has lost again his barony.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like you've had him covered for quite some time. You had a tough time getting his purple. Is that his purple? Yeah.
Absolutely.
What's his stick do and what's his boots do?
So his stick, I thought his black power was absolutely fantastic when I got him. I was wrong. That's my least favorite power now.
Okay.
It does decent damage, okay damage. It changes some black to charge tiles, which then helps you recharge itself. So that's kind of nice. But his AoE is just not that impressive. It's good. It's solid. I think he's a good character, but it's just not that great when compared to his blue, which just allows him to...
vaulting boots of vaulting?
Yeah, he jumps in the air and someone dies because of it. I don't know why.
Nice.
But no, they take like 12,000 points of damage when he jumps in the air.
That's great.
Yeah. And
good on him.
And then his purple does... what is it? Like 1,800... when he's boosted. It's somewhere in the range of like 1,500 to 1,800... per AP, the enemy's AP, whatever they have the most of.
So, oh, wow.
So if they've got, if they don't have anyone who uses black and they manage to get up to 30 black, he devastates with purple. It's an insta-kill.
Nice.
So he's a solid character when boosted.
Sure.
And I love his color allows you to fill out a whole bunch of different rainbow teams. So it works nice with a red, yellow, whatever. So
Cool. And so then that leaves us. Oh, no, it doesn't leave us. We've got two more. We've got the one man who has the least amount of time for Fiddle Faddle.
No.
Four-star Luke Cage. You guys said you've been playing him as he has been or will be boosted, has been boosted. Tell me a little bit about him. I assume he pairs well with four-star Iron Fist.
Well, yeah, they've got the special powers that only they do more things if they're together.
Right. Right. I see them paired a lot. But I think he's just all I don't have him. I have him on my roster at some point, but, you know, he's somewhere in near the poop house.
Yeah, so he's got the anytime an enemy fires a power, he makes a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So when you're fighting goons, that's he a makes lot a of lot shields. Of shields. Yeah.
That's silly. Nice.
And then he's got the whole bunch of Fiddle Faddle, which does some damage. And then if they don't have any special tiles, does a lot of damage.
Hmm.
And then his other power is I crack my knuckles at you, and for some reason you are devastated by that.
Yeah, so that one's interesting, because if you have at least, what, three special tiles, it fortifies up to three special tiles, and then does damage based on the number of fortified tiles on the board.
Yeah.
So if you then match him with Danny, who's constantly fortifying tiles with his, what is it, the blue, I think, it's amazing. He's doing, like, you know, thousands, 4,000 points of damage per fortified tile when you fire off that yellow. It's
right.
Massive.
Not fortified tiles. This is unrelated, and I'm going to derail for just a minute, but it was just an odd combo that I had not run into. But since I've been playing in the arena battles, I see a lot more, you know, things that people dream of. It was Chalk, Spider-Gwen, and Goddess of Thunder.
Okay.
That's a lot of charge tiles.
Charge tiles.
Yeah. He was throwing around charge tiles like crazy. Like crazy. And I mean, you know, and in the meantime, I just didn't know what was happening. I was like, why is there? Maybe it wasn't Spider-Gwen. I think Spider-Gwen might have been in a different team. Because I ran up against Dirty Rotten Cheater and Spider-Gwen and someone else. So, one of the Thors. Because it has to be a Thor.
Oh, sure.
So Dirty Rotten Cheater, you know, Spider-Gwen just kept dropping, you know, her red punch on me the whole time while she's busy stunning me, and Dirty Rotten Cheater just sat there and soaked up damage. Man, 005 Gambit makes me
I know, it's
chafy.
The worst.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like
it. Didn't like it.
Speaking of things I don't like, the last 4-star that is boosted is Rogue. Now, if I remember correctly, for 5 green, she does nothing. I take one turn, and then the very next turn someone dies. And that goes on for 3 turns, and then my game is over. So her boosted. I can only imagine that's better somehow.
I have her at like a 0-1-3 at this point. So not. I don't have any idea what she does. I mean, other than what Ian just described when I fight her.
All I really remember is the week that, you know, her and Gambit came out there, you know, close by, and the two of them together was just you just lose. That's what I remember.
So she has gloves off, which then makes it so that you can't gain AP or do damage from making your most powerful color match, which is just devastating, as it turns out. And then, yeah, if I forget what the thing is, but if something happens, if she takes so much damage, or I don't remember. I don't remember how it happens, but then...
Yeah, she's too new. I should have made notes on her.
She gets angry and screams, and somebody goes down.
Yep. Yeah, it's brutal. So good to know she's boosted.
Yeah. Sugar, you're going down is a mighty punch attack that I'm sure does ungodly amounts of damage.
Yeah.
And then leading the charge just makes her one of the most annoying things to fight, you can imagine.
Got another one of those. She moves to the front of the pack to slow you down.
Yep. And takes less damage.
So what happens when it's her end thing? Do they just alternate who moves to the front? Or
No, it's always... I think things is worded that he has to have more hit points than the other person.
Okay. Right on. So, Cyclops, Luke Cage, Mordo, Rogue, Thing, are the upcoming boosted characters.
Listen to me now and believe me later.
Listen to me now and believe me later. That is what just happened. All right, so that's, boosted characters of the week.
All right, what's on Divine?
Quick.
My vine's always
someone who's not me. Yeah, do something.
Still got a Moon Knight. I still got a Bucky. I got a baby Groot. There's another Bucky. And a Spider-Gwen. My vine's a mess.
Oh, so, hey, Samurai points out that it's if Rogue gets up to 15 AP of the absorbing color, she explodes. So the trick is to have a rainbow team and use up that appropriate power to bleed off the excess AP so that you can keep her in that mode.
No, I want her to blow up. It's
ridiculous. My Vine, let me take a look. It's mostly one stars because I just played a PvP. I have, the only thing of concern is a Drax. I have him at 335, and now I have an extra black. That's probably just going to be sold in 7 days. So there you go. That's all I got.
Cool. I think I have... It's not up yet, but I'll talk to you about it while it's getting up there, because I have been able to resolve all of my Vine concerns that were based around not having enough hero points to make roster slots.
Right.
So... sorry, I logged on, and it says, as you suspected... There were 50 hero points, and it was very thoughtful. It says, here you go. Sorry, though. Can't think of a funny pun. So I have no idea where those came from, but let me collect my arena tokens real quick, and I will go over to my Vine. Because I did have one legitimate thing. I do have a bunch of one stars hanging out here. Oh, I've got a Quake. I have her at something that, you know, it's going to get sold in 10 days. Because I have her at like a 235. So I got another one of those.
Yep.
I got a bag man. I don't know how to deal with him. I'm 90%
recruit
certain.
Him immediately.
Nay.
No.
Nay.
Yes.
Why? Everything else is a one star except for there's a two star Hawkeye that I, you know, have recruited, but I don't have him championed yet, and I've got one of his extra colors just sitting here dying on the Vine that I already have five of. So looks like Hawkeye might make it within 10 days. Maybe I'll get some more of him and champion him. Quake is doomed. Bagman, even though he's quote-unquote rare now, he does not garner enough respect from me that I would roster him. And I got some one stars to sell, so everything's great in Vineland here. Except for that Quake. Man, I wish I had a champion Quake.
Yeah, I love Quake.
Yeah, she's real good. That's it. That's my Vine. Super tidy. So many characters now.
Yeah. Did anybody get anything super exciting this week?
I got a 4-star Rocket and Groot from one of my many... heroic tokens that I get from this arena thing. That was probably the most exciting for me, as I don't have him anywhere near champion. Hmm. So it was good to fill in some spaces.
Sure. Mine's...
Oh, that's not true. I also got a... I'm sorry. I was really excited about this because it gets me very close to champion level. I got a green Iceman.
Ooh.
Oh, he's strong.
And he is... That is the color that I had the least of, and I finally... I think I'm like one cover away from making him a championed, nice, viable character. I think I have him at 354.
That's a solid character to have in your limited 4-star roster.
Yeah,
holy
absolutely.
Crap.
And once I do that, this was just a quick aside. I mean, obviously green goes to 5. What do you do with the other two? Is that a 4-4 situation, or is the snowman more important than cold as ice?
That's a really good question. I have him at 553, 3 purple. Because I don't really need to generate that much blue. His blue's so cheap anyway.
Okay.
That's my theory. I don't know if that's correct, but there you go.
Cool.
Greg?
Thanks.
Nothing?
That's probably how I have him. I don't ever throw the punch, so I have him at... actually, I have him at a 5-3-5.
Really?
Because I just use the blue for stun. I don't ever throw the punch.
I suppose I can understand where you're coming from.
I would rather use the purple to make a lot of blue on the board so that then green does more damage.
Well, sure. I use it for that purpose as well.
I forgot blue on the board boosted green's offense.
I just don't understand. So Samurai, if you take a look on Discord, has posted the top builds for Iceman. The second one is Craig's build, which has 39 people using it. The top one is my build, which has 611 people using it.
So it's pretty even between the two of you? So 544 is what you're saying?
544 is actually the lowest on this chart.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. No one likes 4-4 builds.
Yeah. Yeah, I would see that's the thing. Purple can still increase the number of blue on the board for your green, even at 3. So,
yeah.
Sure. Right, I hear you.
I disagree with Craig. That's my point.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's okay.
I appreciated all that input. Now I'm just kind of staring longingly, hoping that one of these 3-4 stars will be my next champion, as they are all three one cover away, I believe, nice, from being championed. Carol and Iceman and Coulson.
So my my reward of the week is, strangely enough, a 3-star. I managed to get my 14th actually, Gambit cover and was able to champion my 3-star Gambit.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very happy about that. I've been enjoying using him. He's not as powerful as the 5, but he's still really good.
Nor should he be, but that's cool to have.
Man, I've been using him just with, you know, I have him in a 3-2-2, and I think he's still ridiculous.
Yeah, he's good all around, as long as you got all 3 colors.
Or just black.
Wrong answer.
Dirty, rotten cheater.
Yeah, that's true.
Or just dirty cheater.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Word.
Let's open up some stuff brought to you, as always, by the one, the only, this guy.
Woo!
Shout out to that guy, this guy.
Squeak.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Seriously. That's okay.
Squeak.
You were already on my enemy list.
Squeak, I told you, squeak.
No, we put you there. I got mine open. I'm going to go first this week. Get me a nice 4-star, I hope. And it is Gamorpha. Incapacitate.
Ooh, that's good power.
That's all I got. I'm sure I need it. I'm sure I don't have her at anything viable. So that puts her at a whopping 0-1-2.
Okie dokie. I'm going because Craig hasn't yet. I got a 4-star.
Nice.
It is a Mordo. There you go.
Is it the vaulting boots?
I don't know because I didn't care. It's just going to give him a level. It was his black. I remember that.
Yeah, that's underpowered, I hear.
But that takes him to level 276.
All right. I got a 4-star. It's a hide. P-focus. where does that put my hide at? That takes Hyde up to level 282.
Wow. Oh, yeah, this was something I wanted to mention from last week. You remember all those Coulson covers when I opened all those tokens?
Yes.
He is now my highest level character.
Nice.
He surpassed Wolverine as Wolverine's at 292. Coulson's now to 294.
Wow. Ooh. He's my 4th highest level character? I'm at 291.
Wow. RNGesus is really strong with Coulson.
Phil's really coming up in the world. Good on him.
Yeah. All right. You open any more, Ray? Sometimes you go in bursts.
No, not tonight.
Okay. So that's all the tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Whoa. The podcast network? The soon-to-be-named podcast network?
That's the one.
Same.
All right. Well, it is the soon-to-be-named podcast network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. It is a network of podcasts to increase our exposure and give you a variety of great shows to listen to throughout your leisure time and work day. We have a list of each individual podcast on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you could simply go to soontobenamednetwork.com and check out any of the shows.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You guys have anything else you want to throw out this week?
I just think it's funny. In the Sakaar Arena, I got up to nearly 200 points, got brutally attacked, knocked down to 131 points. I'm still in first place, but only by a few points. So, Posture King, you've got 4 minutes.
anyway. Does he hang out with the Sofa King?
Solid. Solid reference. Unrelated, but totally related. Man, I really hope that K21 listens to this show.
No dice.
No, you're right. All right. I think I got nothing else. I was very... Episode 114 was surprisingly satisfying.
Okay. That's all we got. Sorry for the short notice for the people who wanted to listen to this live. But, you know, things happened. If you are one of the weird folks who goes to BlizzCon, I don't know. See if you can find us. We'll be there. If you find us, you can win one copy of our business card. I'll give you one.
Wow. That was a pretty big prize. maybe you, and I'll send you with a couple quarters just in case, but maybe we can go splitsies on a $1 worth of quarters so they can get one of those egg machines to give them a rare thing so that our good friend out at Blizzard can stay employed for another year.
That's true. Signs are looking towards good that we'll actually be able to spend some time with him.
Unlikely.
So, All signs
lower those expectations immediately.
All signs are currently pointing to yes. So, you know, see how it goes.
Just telling you, I would rather you go with low expectations and be delighted than go with these expectations and be disappointed like every other time.
Oh, Posture King.
Oh, no.
Posture King is number one. Oh,
oh no. You called him out and he snuck ahead.
He's Posture King. Great. All right, that's it. We're done.
Yep, close it down.
Thanks for joining us this week. As always, PuzzleWarriors3.com, the MPQ subreddit, or on the D3 forums. Any info you'd like to throw our way, use one of those things. Or, you know, follow us on Twitter or Facebook or send us an email. One of those things. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner on our webpage. You buy something, we get some stuff. Now you need to buy all those discount, you know, Halloween costumes. They should be real cheap right now.
They really should. Tomorrow they should be at least 50 to 75% off.
Or you can become one of our sweet patrons and have something named after, you know, you. Wouldn't that be exciting? Sure it would be. Or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Yeah.
Speaking to that, don't worry. I'll remember.
And
Craig will never call him Dirty Rotten Cheater. Craig will never call him Goddess of Thunder. But that's why I'm here.
That's likely, because it turns out if I didn't make up a nickname, I generally don't remember it. Anyway, Cafe Press, Puzzle Warriors 3, but get your Christmas shopping going. Get it now. All the Christmas shopping.
Seriously. Stop waiting the last minute.
Yeah.
I know you're all dudes, but stop.
Not all. Not all.
That's true.
Show your wife how much you love her with a sweet Puzzle Warriors 3 hoodie. Yeah,
exactly.
Or maybe a nice coffee mug. You know. That's it, though. All right, I'm done. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, only one fruit can open all the doors. Good night, everybody.
Wow, I didn't read that in advance. I like that one. All right.
Yeah, that was solid.
Night.
Goodbye, friends.